Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Abigail Quigley McCarthy and Coretta Scott King embraced at the Atlanta, Georgia airport. The situation couldn't have been worse. Abigail, a native of Wabasha, Minnesota, was married to Eugene McCarthy,
and it was only because the town
who was running against fellow Democrat and incumbent President Lyndon Baines Johnson. His campaign was splintering a party already divided over Vietnam.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death
in Coretta
Memphis, Tennessee.
Had just accompanied the body of her husband, slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King, on the plane ride from Memphis. The two women knew each other from their time as board members of Church Women United. Abigail, who'd been waiting in Atlanta for a plane, changed her plans and went to the King home, where she helped others prepare food for the many, many people arriving for Dr. King's funeral. In the coming years, Coretta Scott King continued her work as a leading figure in the civil rights struggle. Eugene McCarthy lost his nomination bid, and the couple separated in 1969. Abigail became a columnist, and in 1972 published her memoir, Private Faces, Public Places.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.